About 30 people are taking a two-month Everglades conservation class that started yesterday in West Palm Beach. Naturalists, birdwatchers, gardeners, and ecology students are learning about how the ecosystem works and how its challenges are increasing with climate change.
Climate change is a natural phenomenon that has perhaps accelerated with the Industrial Revolution. I don't know how we'll ever stop it.
Andrew Morris is from Lighthouse Point and a certified master naturalist for both Florida and Wisconsin. He says in the context of climate change, he's particularly concerned about the slow progress of Everglades restoration.
First, the federal government was gung-ho, and then the state wasn't. Then the state was gung-ho, and the federal government wasn't.
Research is beginning to tell us more about the impacts of climate change on the Everglades ecosystem. One particularly important one? Rising seas are pushing into the Biscayne Aquifer underneath. That aquifer supplies fresh drinking water to 8 million people in southern Florida. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.